This is High Plains History, a look back to notable events and everyday occurrences that helped to shape the future of our High Plains Public Radio broadcast area. Today we'll trace the life of Buffalo Calf Woman, a decorated warrior of the Cheyenne tribe, as recorded for history by her great-great-grandson.
Following the Sand Creek Massacre of 1864, an editorial ran in the Rocky Mountain News stating, "Not a single prominent man of the tribe remains. Colorado soldiers have again covered themselves with glory." Nearly a century and a half later, the general populace is more likely to cry foul when presented with Colonel John Chivington's sworn congressional testimony that he attacked the Cheyenne because the Indians in the camp were hostile to the whites. Consider for a moment how Chief Black Kettle had raised, to no avail, an American flag along with a white flag atop his lodge as Chivington's troops advanced. After the slaughter, the Cheyenne were understandably hostile to the whites, and there arose from amidst the Sand Creek survivors an unlikely warrior. Her name was Mokee, or Buffalo Calf Woman. Details about her life come to us from her great-great-grandson, John Sipes, originally from Clinton, Oklahoma, who felt called to compile the stories of his ancestors. According to Sipes, Mokee was just 20 years old at the time of the massacre that claimed the lives of her entire family and her first husband. Somehow she was able to escape with her father's rifle, and she kept it with her for over 12 years as she waged war against white people alongside her second husband, Medicine Water. Sipes said he was told by the old ones that Mokee knew of no other way to handle losing all of her family but to fight back. Her participation in the German family massacre and kidnapping in Kansas bore no difference in her eyes to the brutal mutilations her own people had suffered. Sipes also learned from the old ones that Mokee had been part of an unusual guild of women warriors, a chosen few who had their own songs, medicines, and war shields. They had their own war horses as well, which they kept separate from the regular herd. Mokee would have applied war paint of her own design to her horse, used a special harness and tied its tail in a certain way, perhaps adorned with eagle feathers, all this as part of the special medicine involved in preparing for war. Mokee, Medicine Water, and their fellow warriors rode by night to avoid soldiers, traveling sometimes as far as the 400-mile, non-stop route from Smoky Hill River in northern Kansas to staked plains in the Texas Panhandle. For years, the agile 5'4" Mokee and her fit horse were able to elude the plump, oat-fed horses of the American Army. However, after a particularly grueling escapade, with soldiers moving in on them from five different directions, Mokee and Medicine Water eventually surrendered and were later imprisoned at Fort Marion. Mokee died in 1880 and was laid to rest along the Lodgepole River with all honors of a Cheyenne Indian warrior woman. Information from this story was compiled from the interview scripts of a program entitled Tears in the Sand, a Rocky Mountain PBS production.